Hello, it's Jill speaking.
Oh, hi there, mate. Yeah, we're just wondering if this is soup or stew on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Get absolutely fucked.
Okay, fair enough. Worked on that joke all morning. That's
fine.
Yeah,
couldn't have said it better myself, Stu. Hey, would you approve this podcast?
I certainly approve it.
Yay!
Hey, this is Stu from the Great Ocean Road, Australia, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Hi.
My name is Ryan, vice captain of the ship. Tony is the muscles. She carries this show.
It's true. You heard it here first. Beep, 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 beep.
Coming up today, I need some help from some waitresses or people who've worked in hospitality.
Ooh.
Because I don't know if it's like an Australian thing, like about manners in a restaurant, but I have a question for waitresses.
Were you rude to someone in a restaurant?
I don't think so.
Maybe you were.
No. I am a lot of things. I don't think I'm rude, though. What are you telling me?
I'm not a good gauge because I'm overly polite.
You are overly polite.
Yeah.
Painfully polite.
Yeah. So I'm not a good gauge because if people don't say thank you or please a minimum of six times, I'm like, what an asshole.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
And also you've got a voice that you do. Oh, thank you.
Oh, but that's nice.
But because I don't do the voice, maybe you'd assume.
Yeah.
He's just being rude when I go, oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, that's not enough.
That's not enough.
Yeah. You're not thanking enough. All right, anyway.
Normal or nah? This is from Shona.
Hi, Shona.
Closing the toilet lid when you flush.
I fucking hate people that do that. Nah. It fucks me right off.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Hate it. I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it. And you know why I fucking hate it? Is because I feel like people are like, oh, I'll close that and then the flush won't be as loud. You're going to the toilet. Just flush the toilet. You know when people shut the lid at nighttime? They're like, oh, I've weed at nighttime and I'm flushing it, so I'll put the lid down so it's not as loud. Yeah. No! Do you know what else I hate? When people use the toilet at nighttime, then they don't flush because they think that's better. No, just flush the fucking toilet. It's really fine.
It'll make a little bit of noise, but I'd rather that than get up in the morning
and see
your
shit.
Stale piss
yep.
that's been sitting in the bowl for 8 hours.
Yep.
No,
I don't want to fucking see that. I hate it when people put the fucking lid of the toilet down. I fucking hate it.
Ooh.
I wish I cared this much about anything.
I wish I was passionate about something in my life as passionate as you are about this. Shona says, I always do it because that's what
Shona,
the...
Shona, fuck off. Sorry, Shona.
Because that's what the lid is there for. But my housemates think I'm the weird one.
Yeah.
And they let their poo particles spray around the bathroom with an open lid.
Is it functional?
Would you like to retract your... I mean, you went pretty hard 30 seconds ago.
I don't think I did. I think it was fine. I think it was measured. I didn't... Oh. I don't think I knew that the lid was functional.
Well, then why would it be there?
Just for fucking... You know how stuff's just places?
Yeah. I mean, everything's got to be someplace.
Yeah. You know how sometimes stuff's just in a place?
Hey, mate, I've got... Like, all these lids, how many? About enough for two per household in the whole world. Why don't we just put them on toilets?
You know that other thing that
went
around?
Where else are we going to put them?
You know that thing that went around? It was like, what's more, like wheels or doors?
Yeah.
Toilet lids.
Toilet lids.
They got to just put them somewhere.
Got to put them somewhere.
I definitely didn't know that they were for something.
John Galloway, very normal. Leave the lid open, ? I don't care if it's seated or unseated. It should be closed when not in use. So you open it to use it, and then you close it when you're done. Or else you could fall in by accident.
What? Are you a pygmy possum? How are you falling into a toilet?
Well, all I can say in John Galloway's defense is it'd be a lot fucking harder to fall in when the lid's on.
I mean...
True.
Frustratingly... Technically, yes, that is true.
I would love someone to message and go, one day I was drunk and I was stumbling around the bathroom. I slipped and I fell and I hit the lid. And thank God it was on because if the lid wasn't on, I could still be stuck in that plumbing.
In the S bend.
Where's Carl? Oh, he's
what
fucking
do you
stuck
do?
In...
You're lit up, hey?
Yeah.
You don't shut the lid.
Nah.
And in fact, nah, I fucking stand by what I said.
Okay.
I think lid, if you put the lid down on the toilet, you're high maintenance. Normal or nah, being high maintenance.
Can I just add, for those of you getting to know Tony, being high maintenance is one of the most severe put downs she can give you. And it's also...
it's my biggest fear.
It's Tony's biggest fear that people will assume that she's high maintenance. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Why is that such a trigger for you?
Because I don't want people to think that I'm a lot of effort. Makes me really anxious to think that maybe people would be like, oh, Tony's a lot of work.
You're not a lot of work, mate.
Oh, thank you. I actually really appreciate that.
I would, in fact, you're so little work, I would say you're barely part-time.
Really?
You're a casual.
Is it because do you think I do all the worrying myself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll take care of that for you.
Maybe I could take up more space. Maybe I could take up a little bit more space.
I think we're at an accurate amount of space.
Ooh, okay.
One time, and this was probably the first video we ever made together.
Yeah.
Is when you said...
yeah.
We were in the studio here at work together before the podcast started. We were just mucking around. And then I came over to your place for dinner that night.
Yep.
And then you were freaking out about whether you should get changed or not.
Yep.
And you're like, if I don't get changed, does that mean you think I'm gross?
Yep.
But if I do get changed, then you'll think that I'm high maintenance.
Yep.
And I didn't even know. I couldn't remember what you wore during the day or the night.
I was wearing a different outfit by the time you came over for dinner.
You would. You are so high maintenance. Why is changing clothes?
Well, this was the whole thing. I was like, if I've worn those clothes, and obviously we're not fucking digging trenches. Like, we're not doing hard work.
No.
So it's like, you know, I could wear this easily out for dinner tonight.
Mm. But a change of clothes, in my mind, does not equal high maintenance. Like, there's a big leap there.
But then is it like, oh, God, she's changed her outfit. Like, how hard is it? You know?
You've invented all of this.
No, I know. Mate, I'm a fucking inventor.
Yep. That should be a thing for, like, the poster child of anxiety. Yeah. Hey, you might think anxiety, you know, causes you, you know, things to be a bit harder, but actually...
I'm an inventor.
Nothing to worry about. She'll invent something.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
How do you make high maintenance have anything to do with changing a denim jacket? Hey, call Tony.
She'll
figure it out for you. This one...
I mean, you heard me get pretty hot just then.
This one's triggering for me because it's fucking bang on.
Oh, okay.
And it's from Monique DeRosha. G'day, Monique.
Oh, hi, Monique. On the treadmill.
Normal or nah, screenshotting things and never going back to them. You assume you'll need it later, but you never do, and then your phone is just full of these old screenshots. And I mean... guilty as charged, completely normal.
Normal.
How many screenshots do you reckon you got?
Mate, I've got that many screenshots of fucking recipes that I'm never going to make, tweets that I thought were really funny that I'm never going to do anything with.
Holiday destinations that I can't afford to go to.
Yep, a cute message that someone sent. Oh, I'll take a screenshot of that.
It's in the messages.
I've got the fucking message. I don't need the screenshot.
So,
do you know the other thing that I do that is really fucking pointless?
What?
I always screenshot like a receipt number.
Oh, I'll use this at tax time.
Then they send you the fucking email.
But then you're still like, oh, great, I'll use this at tax time. And then you get to the tax time and your accountant's like, got any receipts? And you're like, nah.
Nah.
Can't be fucked. I had this thing the other day where I was trying to take a video.
Yeah.
And the video wouldn't work.
Oh.
And my phone's full. I've used up all my
space. Oh, shit.
And I'm like, what the fuck's in there?
I thought that was a myth.
Oh, mate, we can't all afford the 64.
Oh, fuck. No,
plan.
Fuck yeah, off. No, don't do that.
And it turns, it's the screenshots. It's the screenshot. You're really fucked up with that, aren't you?
Yeah, because I don't even think I have a big phone.
How big's your, how many?
I'm checking.
Let's check out percentages of storage.
How do you even check it?
Okay, everyone, get your iPhone.
Yep.
Go to settings, click on general.
General.
Then click on iPhone storage. And tell me how much is used of how much.
Okay. Can you go? No, you go first.
No, because I just got on my high horse and I've really backed myself into a corner.
No, you go first. You go first.
I have used, or I'm using, 61.3 gigs of my 64 gigs.
Oh.
I am on the cusp. Where are you at, Tony Lodge?
Well, now I don't want to go.
Go on.
169.2 gigs.
What?
Of 256 gigs.
Get the fuck out.
and look at the yellow is photos. Look at how much of that is. That's all of screenshots of me being like, I love that. Look at that healthy recipe.
Look how big my yellow is.
Can I?
I can't believe you got 260 gigs. I've got 60.
What's the?
Holy, I thought 64 was a lot.
Aren't they all the same?
No, you pay more.
I thought. Don't do that.
I'm not. That is a fact because when you sign up, you get a different package.
So I've got 88 gig in my photos and 13 gig in my Spotify. Like that's all saved music and saved podcasts and stuff. Anyway, I thought that all the phones are the same. Anyway, moving right along.
Shoot, yeah. Now you know why. Okay, you know how... Oh, we're not done here?
No, I'm done.
You sure?
Yep.
Go on.
No.
You know how we get some normal or nahs where the question and the answer, you know how we get some normal or nahs where the answer isn't really important, but the question itself maybe suggests about how the day's been going for this person?
Yep.
Beth Dunlop.
Hi, Beth.
Dunny. Mate, from one Dunny to another.
Oh.
I'm here for you.
Lid down. Love you, Dunny.
I care for you. The TARP community is here to support you.
Oh, Beth.
And even the first four words will really sum it up. Normal or fucking nah, says Beth.
Wonder which one she's leaning towards.
Paying a store, like a retail store, with money that has been in your fucking sock. You know how some joggers will go for a run or a cyclist will go, oh, maybe I'll get a coffee. I'll just stuff a little bit of money in my sock. And when I tell you this is, and I'm just quoting Beth Dunlop. Man, I'm here for you. When I tell you the $20 bill was wet from their wet, sweaty sock, general public, please do better. Normal or nah, paying from your sock.
Fucking nah.
Fucking nah. And I'm
fucking nah.
I'm with you, Tony. I'm with you, Beth.
I've also worked somewhere where somebody pulled money out of their bra, like a woman's pulled money out of...
I was about to ask you about that.
I don't like that. And money is also like the dirtiest thing in the world. Do you really want to put that in like your... quite a delicate ecosystem?
Okay. You know how a note... Maybe it's different in America because they're like the notes are real papery, but in Australia they're like plastic.
Yep.
And it can have quite a hard edge.
Yes. Poke you right in the bloody thing.
Could that take a nip? Well, no, maybe not take a nip off, but like that, you could hit an angle there, right?
Probably. Give yourself a bit of a paper cut.
I was actually going to ask you about this. I feel like some people, and maybe it's like a yeah, bitch move, to like a girl's wearing a little number at a bar and she just pulls the money out. Some people will think
that's pretty sexy. Yeah.
It is?
Well, it sounds sexy, but I think in practice, like, it's something I feel like you'd see on a movie and go, oh, I should do that, but then it actually wouldn't be that good.
Mm.
I just don't know why people, like, who has cash?
Yeah. It's 2022. Like, grow up.
Yeah. Do you know that, because you know how, like, if you've got an Apple Watch, you can, like, Apple Pay from your watch?
I don't have Apple Pay on my phone.
I know you don't, but, like, you know how you can.
I don't know how to do it. It's too hard.
But you know how that's a thing?
Mm. I'm jealous of people that use it.
There is, and this is not sponsored, there's a Frank Green water bottle with, like, an RFID chip at the bottom that you can set up with your Apple Pay.
Why didn't you not tell me this before I ordered?
No, they are so expensive.
How expensive?
It's a lot more expensive than just, like, the normal one. But there's like an RFID thing and you can use – so if you're like going for a run or something and you've got your water bottle with you, you can pay with your bottle.
Get a Gatorade on the way home.
Yeah, which is quite cool.
That's pretty elite.
So I feel like there's just basically no excuse now to put money in your sock or in your bra or in your bum or fucking wherever you're putting it.
We don't need any more people on the internet telling us what we can and can't put in our bums. Please retract that statement.
Sorry. But – I just think that there is no excuse now when everyone's got their phone on them at all times. Just use your fucking Apple Pay or whatever.
We're with you, Dunny.
Yeah. Beth, I'm sending you love. You've obviously had a rough day.
All right, finally.
Yes.
I'm making my wife, Bridget, toast in the morning, right? And I ask her, oh, do you want peanut butter or Vegemite?
Yep.
And she's sort of like, fair enough. Pauses a little bit and I go, oh, do you want one of each?
Yep.
And she lost it.
What?
Normal or nah, having different spreads in one sitting?
Normal.
I say normal as well.
I love it because I like the variety.
I'll start with the saltier peanut butter, and then I'll bring it home with a smooth yet sweet peanut butter.
Yeah.
What a great combination.
You just said peanut butter twice. Did you mean salty Vegemite?
I'll start with the salty Vegemite. And then bring it home with the smooth peanut butter.
You're starting with the salty peanut butter, then how are you going with the Vegemite?
Yeah, that Vegemite
second?
Is really going to drive it in. I think that's great. And she was
like it too.
She's like, you can't mix. You can't mix. And then if I use the same knife.
Oh, no, nah, you got to lick it clean between.
Is that better or worse?
Because then you just like do, you know, when you do the finger thing, you like scrape it off the knife.
I would never do that.
Oh, what?
No. I would just like wipe it on the side of the jar or something.
Ew. No, people that do that, there's a special place in hell for people that put crumbs back into a jar or a tub of butter.
Really?
That is fucked.
Okay.
There is nothing worse than when you go to use butter or peanut butter or something and there's a big hunk of fucking crummy shit on the inside of the thing. That is fucking disgusting.
Okay, considering we were on the same side of this normal and art, we've really taken a turn.
But I do really like it. Sometimes I'll do like one piece of jam toast and one piece of like Vegemite or something.
Sweet and savoury.
So sweet and sour.
Yeah, bang.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Bridget was not having a bar of this to the point where we were...
Divorce was on the table.
We were both standing.
Both standing?
Because I was standing in the kitchen and then she got up, stood up from the couch and went, "You can't mix!"
She calls you what?
Hey, it's Stu from Grosian Road, Australia, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Tomorrow on the show, Tony will be doing a rap about Toy Story 2.
I love doing the rap. It's actually become like my favorite part of doing my prep before the pod.
Yeah, right.
It's actually really fun because it's like a bit creative and I get to kind of jam out with myself.
Yeah, and the topic this week for movies were movies with a scene after the credits.
Yeah, but not a scene where it hooked to the next movie.
No, that's a cop out.
A scene where it was like, and not bloopers, but like where... Quite specifically, it said...
They've made a choice to keep the entertainment flowing.
Yeah, to break like the fourth wall and say, are you still in the movie theatre or whatever? Yeah, I love it. It's
all
so good.
That was our category. Toy Story 2 was the winner over... What was the other one that was close?
There's
Ferris Bueller's Day Off was in there as well.
Yeah. Spice World was the other one that was...
Oh, that's right. And I think, is it fair that... Maybe some of us were hoping Spice World will get it.
I really wanted Spice World. But anyway, we can talk about it tomorrow. Maybe. But make sure that you watch it before we get there tomorrow. But first off, a big thank you to a few of our champion tapions from the Patreon. Sarah Kirk, Taylor Beatty, Gaia Paulucci, Kaldrick, Logan Eggers, Claire Simpson, Victoria Knowlton. Thank you so much. Catherine June, Lisa Kovaka, Katie Lovick, and Kira Peters. Thank you so much for being part of our Patreon. Fucking appreciate it. I hope you love all the bonus shit in there. Put a lot of time into it.
Yep.
My blog.
Oh, from the desk of Tony Lodge.
Yeah, Dr. Tony Lodge.
Must be mistaken. How many TARPers or people listening that said the same thing?
I literally thought that you were about to say how many TARPers does it take to change a light bulb, and I don't know why. But
how
like
many TARPers does it take to change a light bulb?
Like
probably
the
one, because they're
a
not
bad joke.
Fucking idiots. A TARPer walked into a bar. Should have ducked. How many TARPers, how many of you listening, have worked as a waitress before? Sorry, Tony, have you, has that really done you in?
It was the way that you went, should have docked. It was just very funny. You're just like not very often like calm and suave. Like it was
Excuse me?
Sorry.
I'm nothing if not calm
cool,
and suave.
Cool
and cool
and suave.
All the time.
But you just should have docked. Like it was just really, like the delivery, perfect. That Ryan could wear Old Spice.
Wow.
Yep. So if you're just that more often, then you're sweet. Anyway.
I want to know who's worked as a waitress before.
Yeah.
And I want to know.
Or a waiter.
Yeah.
Or just anyone in hospitality, right? Bartender, anything.
I want to know, is the most awkward part of that job trying to figure out if the person has finished their meal or finished their drink? Now...
Can I say something very quickly?
Mm. It's awkward for everyone.
I've never worked in hospo.
Yep.
But as somebody who eats a lot out in public,
you do.
I think it's a bit like asking someone if they're pregnant. Don't.
Don't do it.
Just let them tell you.
My number one rule in life, never, ever ask if someone's pregnant.
Yeah, they could be crowning.
Physically see a baby coming out of them.
Even then, probably ask them if they need help. Don't ask if they're pregnant.
You're pregnant. But that's what I mean. If you can't see that, don't ask.
And even then, they're busy. I just think you cannot. You need an... There are ways of knowing.
But then there's also the other side where they're trying to like clear the table for you. They feel like they're doing you a favour. And I know, so the other night we were at a restaurant, Tony, and we had an old fashioned.
Yep.
And as you know, when there's like a cocktail with a lot of ice in it,
yep,
and something like an old fashioned is more of a stronger, it's not like a lot of liquid. It's only, you know, yep, like you kind of sip at it.
But it's like pure booze.
Yeah. Yep. And so even if there's like one sip in the bottom of the ice, you're not done yet.
It's still good.
But it looks pretty empty.
Yeah.
And so the other night when, I don't know if you remember, when we were having dinner with Craig and Tom, they were like, oh, thanks, guys. And they picked it up and I was a bit like, probably could have.
And an old fashioned, depending on where you get it from.
That one sip could be worth, that's a couple of bucks. You know,
like $25 sometimes an old fashioned costs.
You know, in the wrong venue. Yeah. I mean, or the right venue.
Yeah, depending on. That old fashioned actually wasn't even that good.
No. I wouldn't know because I didn't finish the rest of it.
Oh.
I don't know. Is it an Australian thing or is this just global manners with a meal that when you're done, you place your knife and fork next to each other?
Together.
And like facing sort of back towards you? Is that the kind of vibe? And if you have your, I don't want to say splayed across, but if you've got the knife and fork kind of, you know, like clearly
like
open
in action,
for business, then I'm not done. Is that an Australian thing or is that just global manners?
No, I think that's global manners because it's the same like in Japan, like the way that you have your chopsticks kind of indicates whether you're finished or not.
Yeah. Together, done, open, not.
And also like normally if you're finished something, depending on where you're eating obviously, but sometimes if you've got like a napkin or whatever, if the napkin's on the plate, it's done.
Yeah.
Like that's obviously done.
It's done. They've written it off.
Yeah.
Throw a napkin on it.
But if there's still a bit of food...
Right,
and your knife and fork aren't, you know, in the final position.
So Tony was here for this moment and I don't know if you saw what I saw at the end of it, but we were out for breakfast the other morning. People might have seen Tony spill stuff all over herself.
Yeah.
So I had the baked eggs, right? And I love a baked egg, so it's got like the tomato-y juiciness and stuff in there.
And it's in the other like griddle pan. Like, so it's got the bread on the side or whatever, but the actual, like, baked thing is, like, its own dish.
It's in a little pan.
Yeah.
And because the pan's got a lip to kind of hold it all in.
Yes.
So from the direction the waitress is facing me, she can't see that of the two or three baked eggs in the dish, I've still got a whole egg left, and it's right up in the corner of the dish. So as she's looking at it from her angle,
perspective,
she probably can't see over the lip and see I've got a full egg left.
Yeah.
So she comes over.
There was another clue.
Mm-hmm.
You still had a half a bread.
And half a bread and an egg to go.
Yeah.
Tony, you'd finished up your breakfast, so she comes over.
I just had eggs on toast, so it was like very clear that I was finished.
Done. Yep. Empty plate. She walks over and grabs Tony's dish.
Can I take that for you?
Yep.
I said, yes, thank you so much. It was lovely.
So she grabs Tony's dish. Then she just grabs my dish.
Yeah. She took it, my yes, as
a global yes.
A global yes of the table.
An inclusive yes, we're done.
Yep.
But it was an exclusive yes, I'm done. So she picks up, and again, I mean, baked eggs at a breakfast place. What are we talking?
Yeah, that's $25.
You could buy 90% of an old fashioned for that.
Yeah. Which is all we get to drink anyway.
Yeah. And so she's picked it up, and again, from her angle, it would have looked pretty empty. And she turned around and took two steps, and then she just froze.
Yeah.
She stopped because I reckon she's looked down and gone, there's a whole fucking egg there.
Yep.
And I didn't even know. And I saw, well, I'm assuming, but I reckon this is what I saw.
Yeah.
I saw her brain go, do I go back?
Or is it too late?
I've taken three steps. I've turned my back. I've committed. And maybe I'll just pretend like I haven't. But I'm watching this whole conversation in her mind go.
Yeah.
If you were a waitress, and I know you would never get in this situation because you would have asked 57 times, are you sure you finished? Are you sure I can leave it here? You want me to take it? But I can leave it. No, please take it.
Fuck
I can
it.
Am I wrong?
No, I wouldn't do it because I don't want to bother anyone, but I'd wait until they'd given me the signal.
Clear indication.
Yeah.
All right, so this is why it's unrelatable content between the lodge. But if you, 2 steps later, had realised...
I'd go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Are you still eating that? Actually, no, I wouldn't. I'd walk off. Yeah. That's a lie. That is a cold-faced lie.
All right, and now let me put this...
Sorry, I think the expression is bold-faced lie. Please, no one at me for that.
No, yep, I like
both
it.
Appropriate.
And now here's another scenario. Mm-hmm. Let me flip it. If she, by the way, she just walked off.
She
committed.
So as soon as I saw her pick up Ryan's plate, I realised what was happening. So I looked the other direction and was trying not to laugh because I also knew that neither of us were ballsy enough to go, oh, sorry mate, like I'm actually still going.
Yeah, and we were both too, we were like, thank you.
So I looked away and I'm like looking past Ryan because I knew that, because I knew that I'd start laughing. And then obviously she's doing the stop and.
Okay. Yeah. So in the scenario, would you have turned around? You have said, no, you'd be too embarrassed. You'd just commit. If she had have taken the 2 steps and gone, oh, and then come back. Tony's about to vomit. If she came back and went, sorry, I've just taken your plate away and you hadn't finished. Do you want me to go back and grab it?
Oh, my God, no. I was done. Totally fine. There's no fucking way. Even if she hadn't taken it all the way to the kitchen.
Well, if right there, 2 steps later.
2 steps, she still got it in her hands and she went, oh, sorry, were you still going? I go, oh, no. And then I go to Macca's and get a bacon and egg McMuffin. It's the only way to move forward.
Well,
is to go and get food from somewhere else.
I hope she enjoyed my baked egg that she probably ate in the kitchen out the back. Poor sweet. She was actually lovely.
And she
was a fan of the podcast.
So when we first walked into the restaurant, she walked up and she's so lovely. And she like took our asked if we wanted a coffee and stuff. She's like, oh my God, I actually love you guys on the podcast. Like, I love your videos. You're so funny.
Would that make this situation even worse for her?
Yeah, well, probably. That's probably normally she would ask. Like, she wouldn't have been so, because she would just be like, oh, they're just normal people, which we are. But she was probably like, oh, because she was a bit like, very excited.
We're excited to hang out all three
and,
of us.
But yeah, it was. She was really lovely, and then it just went a bit haywire. If you're listening, it's actually totally fine. Ryan should have said something.
Yeah, I'm not hungry.
We went and got a bacon egg.
Hey, I got a you love to see it. Now listen to this audio real quick.
Jackson!
What do you hear there?
Olivia Bayard.
Is that people graduating?
It is people graduating.
John Ferris.
And this is the sound of Mario Otez. And every single person of the 2,000 people that graduated, he called out their name and he clapped for every single one of them. And he was at his, it was his granddaughter's graduation. So he's very proud for her. But when he graduated, when he was younger, there was no one in the crowd for Mario. There was no one there. So they called out his name and no one really clapped or wooed or whatever. So he decided that he didn't want anyone else to ever experience they've done 4 years of hard work.
Not having their name called out.
Well, they go, Tony Lodge, and just someone in the crowd just goes, Tony! So he decides, I'm going to clap and call out the name of every single one of these 3,000 people. 2,000 people. What an effort by Mario.
That is
what
so
a sweetheart.
Sweet.
So everyone who graduated that day, I mean, they, you know, lots probably had family there anyway, but every single person
heard
got
their
a
name
woo
called
and
out.
A yell
yeah.
and a clap and got it.
Oh.
Don't you just love to see that?
That is so
what
fucking
a
sweet.
Sweetheart.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah.
My love to see it is there was a discovery of a World War II shipwreck recently, like in the Bass Strait, like in Australia.
Yep.
And there's Bill and Beryl, their siblings, who became orphans when their father died on that ship going down, like 80 years ago or something. And as kids, they were split up. Like Bill went to a boys' home, and Beryl was adopted out. The discovery of the wreck of the ship that their father died on started like this series of events that led them to finding each other again.
Wow.
And they ended up getting back in contact after 80 years.
80 years.
And they're this brother and sister that like had a relationship when they were young.
Yep.
Then their dad, so their mum had passed away. Their dad dies at fucking war. and then they got separated and never saw each other again.
And lived their own lives.
80 years ago, they haven't seen each other for 80 years. They ended up getting reconnected, and then because of COVID and stuff, they couldn't travel and see each other. And they've just been able to, like, give each other a hug and a kiss and say hello.
How have you been for the last 80 years?
Yeah, and now, every morning, they call each other. They talk on the phone. They chat all the time. They're best mates and, like, catching up, like, you know, on all that lost time, making up for all that lost time.
How good's that?
Isn't that so special? Sorry.
What was? That is special.
So lovely. Yeah. You love to see that.
You love to see that.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Oh, sorry. You were going to say something.
I know.
So are you done with those eggs?
I'm just the vice captain. You're the muscles. You tell me when you're done.
Yep, done.
Can I get the baked eggs, thanks?
Oh, sorry. No, we've actually got one egg left.